as we wrap up here, like I said, I wanted to give us just a little bit of direction on how we can deal with some of the social issues that are happening. So for those of you who don't know, there was actually three police brutality trials that concluded this week. All of them involved the death of a black man, and all of them ended without a conviction for the officers involved. The case, of course, that's getting the most attention is that of the shooting of Philando Castile, being that it was on Facebook Live, and all the video that surrounds that. I know that some of us are struggling with this, and so I wanted to make sure that we can talk a little bit about it before we close out our church service today. Just a few things to remember as we really in this new age of video, we have to deal with things on an emotional level that we didn't really have to deal with in the past because now we can see it. It's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to be able to see it. And there are real feelings that arise from watching the video, but also the decisions that are made, especially with these trials. So number one, the feelings are real. The feelings are real. For me, I coped with my own frustrations and my own disappointment by just trying not to deal with it. I saw that the dash cam video came out, and I started to watch it, but could not go through with it. It was just, my heart just was not ready for that. And so I still need to spend some time praying about it, which is number two, because the feelings are real, we got to take them to God first and foremost. We got to take these feelings to God. The Bible says to cast our anxiety on him because he cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7. And it also says that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Okay. Psalm 34:18. All right. So we got to take those feelings to God first and foremost. Now, for those who choose to use their influence and platform to address these issues, have the integrity to do the research. Okay. So we all have emotions, we all have feelings, we can deal with them. If you want to take it a step further and actually use your platform to deal with some of this stuff, have the integrity to do the research. Careless and overly emotional rants on social media can cause more damage than good, and they do not belong on social media. Christians, we got to take it to God, and then we got to have some great fellowship with one another, with our brothers and sisters, to make sure that we can be at peace and we can find comfort in our relationship with God. What am I talking about? So, for example, going off about white people or white police officers in response to the Philando Castile case really doesn't make much sense, because the officer that shot him was actually Latino. He was Latino. Now, if we want to speak to the criminal justice system that has been mostly influenced by the white majority, that may be warranted. But don't be lazy in your posts. Don't be lazy in your arguments. Actually have the integrity to do the research. We cannot and we will not become anti-white or anti-any race or go on any type of crusade against any type of race. We're not going to do that. Okay? And when we put stuff out there, we're talking about people in general in one race. When we lump all people all in one race into one category, whether that's white or Latino, we talk Mexicans or we talk about Asian folks, when we lump everybody together, it does nobody good. That just hurts the cause, okay? Because what will happen is we will alienate those who are in that race and who are striving to be different, okay? Just the same way for my African-American brothers, that you don't want to be labeled the same way as everybody else that's black. We've heard people talk about the black race in a very negative way. You don't want that, right? And so we can't do that to other races. We cannot, if the Bible says to not be overcome by evil, to overcome evil with good, right? And so we got to be different. Now, as a church, we have some incredible friends and partners in the gospel who are white, right? And in this church, we have different races. We have whites. We have Latinos. We have Indians. We got Kavi. Okay? But it's not fair to them when we make blanket statements, right? It's not fair, especially when they're trying to be different, right? And especially when they've gone out of their way, especially our brothers and sisters who are white, who have partnered with us, they've gone out of their way to serve us and show us the love of Christ by using their resources, by serving us, by loving us, by engaging with us. Right now, we are meeting at Christ Church Presbyterian on our Tuesday night midweeks, right? And so they have opened their doors to us. They have been so hospitable to us, allowing us to meet there. Not only that, but we have actually started building relationships with them. Jazz went to lunch with one of their pastors, and they talked about race issues, okay? So that's one of the ways that we strive to be different. So let's not make those blanket statements about any race. Number four. So if at any point when we are having discussions, if at any point when we are posting things on social media, if at any point we sin against our brother or sister, or if we cause division in the body of Christ, and in the process of sharing our thoughts, right, in person or, like I said, in social media, we must repent. If at any point we sin against our brother or sister, or we cause division in the body of Christ, we must repent. And if somebody sins against us, we must forgive and seek reconciliation. Romans 12 says that as far as it depends on us, be at peace with everyone. And this does not mean you will agree on everything. In fact, it may be most frustrating when you get comments from other Christian people who that you feel the comments may be very, that lack compassion, right? Or that may be just not even very spiritual, right? So we got to make sure that even when that happens, that we extend grace and we allow God to work on their hearts. Give them time. Let God work on their hearts. You say what you got to say, but you speak truth in love. We talk about Jesus. He was a crusader for those who people who did not have much, who were disenfranchised. We talk about that, but Jesus spent a lot of time with God. And the Bible says, do not let any bitter root grow in your heart. So when he spoke truth, he spoke it in love, right? And even though it looked and at times was very firm, it was still in love. We got to make sure that our hearts are in the same place. And really, we got to make sure that they are at peace, okay? And number five, if God has put it on your heart to be part of the solution concerning a specific social or political issue or issues, then get together with like-minded Christians and pursue making an impact, okay? So this is why I take you through the process, because not everybody's going to want to be involved in solutions, right? Some people we will not even worry about it. Some people, it just doesn't affect us, and that's okay. There's other things that may affect you, right? Some of us are affected emotionally. Then we got to take it to God. Then if we take it to God and we feel like we have to say something about it, use our platform for good, then we do that in a righteous way. And that's what I say, if we want to actually be part of the solution, because social media may act as a good conversation piece and connection maybe with others, but it's really not going to bring about solutions, right, or help the cause. So if God has put on your heart to take it to the next level, then get together with like-minded Christians and pursue making an impact. Addressing and overcoming systemic injustice is often a long and tedious process, but that does not mean that we can't have victories along the way. One of the ways that we can do this and go beyond social media activism is by sharing our faith and engaging in building relationships with those who are different from us. And before we go trying to get with people and help them understand our perspective, really we should go in to seek understanding ourselves. Set the example of being humble and seeking understanding, okay? And that way we can be an example in our own lives that brings hope to others. So Jazz taking the time out to get with this white pastor and talk about race issues, then that is not, he's not just talking about it on social media, but he's actually living it out and he has things to share about how God is working, because God is working. And all the negative things we see, God is still working. And if we're going to put the negative stuff out there, a lot of times it can just be cynical, and we cannot give in to cynicism. We also got to put out the good stuff. If you did not hear, there was about 100 Christian leaders nationwide that came together to sign a proclamation, a declaration against our criminal justice system to move the criminal justice reform forward. Did you see that? Russell Moore with the Southern Baptist Convention and a number of people came together to do just that. So pray for them, because there's people out there who are actually trying to get stuff done, okay? But let our lives bring hope to others. Another way is by researching organizations that are already doing the work, or start one. So join one or start one. For me, I am the co-founder of the AND campaign. Many of you may know about this organization. I've shared about it in the past. It's a coalition of urban Christians, biblical Christians, who are determined to live out the compassion and the conviction of Jesus in the public square, especially when it comes to social and political issues. So right now, for our organization, we're about a year and a half old. We are in the outreach and awareness phase. So what we're striving to do is build a strong national base that can be mobilized to affect change. So check us out, learn about our framework, follow us on social media, AND Campaign, at AND Campaign. Read our articles, listen to our podcast, and help us spread the word, because we want to offer a true biblical perspective to these social and political issues. The last article that we just put out by our co-founder and president, Justin Gibney, is in Christianity Today, one of the most popular, if not the most popular, publications worldwide, Christian publications. And the title of that article is "The Vacuum Christian Indifference Creates." The Vacuum Christian Indifference Creates. You can look it up. It is on our social media pages, and you can find the link there. Also, Justin teamed up with a gentleman named Michael Ware, who ran the faith outreach section for President Obama while he was in office. And they have a podcast called Church Politics. And what that is a biblical perspective on current sociopolitical issues. So as things happen and you're trying to figure out, how do I respond? Where should I stand on this? Check out the podcast. They talk about very current issues. And that's what we need. We need to understand people who are actually living this out and doing it, that we can learn from them, okay? So feel free to talk to me at any time about what you're feeling or what you want to accomplish. Because of the research that I've done and the networks that God has allowed me to be a part of, I can probably point you in the right direction. So let me just close out with this. No matter how bad things get, Christians always have hope. We always have hope. You know why? Because we serve a God that is in control and who can use evil for good. That's the God that we serve, amen? Plus, we have heaven to look forward to. And that's why our mission is to seek and save the lost first and foremost, so that more people can live with the hope of heaven. And in the meantime, we are called to be the salt and the light in a dark and decaying world. At this time, let's go ahead and pray. And if you want any more direction on this, and if you are struggling with this, or you have any suggestions, whatever it may be, I am open and I'm here for you. So at this time, I want to pray, especially for Philando Castile's family and all those involved in this situation, as we close out our service, and then we can enjoy some great fellowship. Let's pray. Dear God, we love you, and we know that you are in control of all things. We appreciate that in your story, God, you communicate with us that you are there for us, that you are close to the brokenhearted, you are close to those that are crushed in spirit, that you look out for those who are victims of injustice, Father God. And God, we love you for that, that you are a God for the underdogs, Lord God. And all of us have been in a place in our lives where we've been underdogs, where we've needed you, where we have been down and out, and you've came in and you've rescued us, Lord God. We thank you first and foremost for who you are, our Holy Father, who is in control of all things, Lord God. And Father, I do want to pray for our criminal justice system in this country, Lord God. God, it is so hard and so difficult to see the way that it affects certain people, Lord God, in a negative way, when from our viewpoint, it does not seem like justice at all, Lord God. And so I just pray, God, that you will help us have a system that is fair and just, Lord God, while we are here in this country, on this earth, Lord God. And that as Christians, God, that we can use our influence, our platforms, that we can be the very best that we can be in whatever area, whatever industry that we are in, Lord God, so that we can affect change in a positive way, Lord God. We want to pray specifically for Philando Castile's family, God. His girlfriend, her daughter that was in the car that saw that, God, I can't imagine what they are going through emotionally. His mother, I mean, it's just, God, it is so heart-wrenching to see what they are going through, Father. And we pray that you will give them comfort, Lord God, that through this they will know you deeper, Lord God, that they will see good, tangible good that will come from this, Lord God. Please, Father, we pray for the other two cases and the dozens and dozens more that have happened when specifically black men have been shot to death by police officers, Lord God. God, we just pray, Lord God, that you will be with our police officers, that you will be with our police departments, Lord God, all across this country, especially in the inner cities, Lord God, that you will bring peace, Lord God, that you will bring unity, Lord God, that you will put the right people in places of power, Lord God, so that we can see some real change, God. And in the process, Father, we pray that you will help us individually in our own lives, Lord God, to be a beacon of hope, Father God, that we will go out of our way, God, to make sure that our lives are being an example, that we are being like Jesus in our personal relationships, God, as we reach out to all types of people, love all types of people, and we pray that we will be a church where all types of people can come and know you, Father God. We truly want to be the church where we meet everybody where they are, no matter what background they come from, what race, what social economic plane they come from, Lord God. We want to be there to serve all people, Lord God. We pray for your Holy Spirit to lead us, guide us, comfort us in this time, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.